Rise and Shine, the Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio, and stay with us all day long. Veterans Services. Here we are, Keith, the boss of the beach, coming to you live right again one more time over the radio. We're now looking at the whole picture of multimedia. So we salute Anthem, and we salute all of those who are looking at a bigger picture than radio, and we're definitely going to salute all of our radio audience. And first, we're going to start with, of course, some of the hosts that actually come on here at St. Pete Radio. Of course, that's 96.7 FM right here in St. Petersburg, and we salute all veterans everywhere. This is a countdown to our 100th show coming up on the 16th of June. We're going to be talking to you more about where, when, what, and how to support this event, especially for those who support veterans. We support veterans too. That's what we say, and that's what we do. I'm going to start off this week really talking about the other radio hosts who appear with us, because they all support our veterans programming, especially the leader of this ship, Joe Bardot. We really appreciate what he's done to include veterans in the programming that comes with this radio. Of course, we're appearing on radio stations all across the country through our organization that we've been working with, ontheair.today. It is a network, and we're expanding the coverage for veteranization. But of course, we say thank you to Kevin Humes, Waddell McGee, of course, Tim Goodrich, and those supported services that have been added. Hello to Breezy out there at the studio. And I know that coming out real soon is a veteran that's doing a big event. And we appreciate jazz. And we do have jazz at this station. I think they come on right before me, or because I know blues comes on after me. On Saturday morning, 8:30, Keith, the boss of the beach, bringing you, you know it, Voice for Veterans, to veterans, with veterans in mind, but more than that, we also support veteran families. You know, in the last 50 years, the concept of veteranization in the Western Hemisphere has changed. We've all gotten better. So we're going to salute the VA. We know that they have had problems, but we're going to praise the good stuff they've done. And we got a lot of veterans over the next 6 months we're going to be talking to who are going to say how much the VA did to support them when they needed help. So the days of kicking the VA for what they didn't do are through. We're going to work on the best stuff that the VA does and help them in ways where they need help. We were talking about the fact that they were going to be removing VA doctors to go to the borders to help what's going on with immigration. I don't know how much that means to anybody, but I'm going to say most of our doctors here got their hands full. There are a lot of other young doctors who will be glad to go to the border. Let's not deprive veterans if we don't have to. But we know that veterans will stand up and go to the border themselves if it means protecting the freedoms that they've already fought for. We salute you, veterans. We say thank you. We say thank you again. We are talking to you about other voices on our local radio. Garrison Keillor. Okay? Look out for his show, The Writer's Almanac. Spike on the mic. And we got P.W. Panton. You know, there's so many great programs that are now on this station. I want people to start listening to it. Go online, 96.7 Sunshine Radio, and catch us. I mean, anywhere from London to L.A. But in this community, they're stepping up to the plate. Radio is on the way back because satellite has gotten overcrowded. There's too much stuff going on. And most people are just looking for something to enjoy the day. If you happen to be around on Sunday night, Frank Rivera, Sunday Night Jazz, here at St. Pete Radio. The reason I'm doing this is because we're getting ready to have our 100th anniversary, and I want to see as many of these people there saying thank you to what we do for veterans, and we're thanking them for what they do to maintain the radio in this community. All of these people have got experience, they stepped up, and they're bringing some of the best. Of course, you got attorney Pete Tragels, he's there. We got some politicians jumping in, but the main stuff are the people who do the voice and the listening. Robin Bond, when you say, I want to tune in to something, there is something available at 96.7 FM and St. Pete Radio. So we thank you for what you do to support what we're all doing. Now, I'm going to be doing this a lot more, making sure that all the people who are paying attention to what we're doing are getting a little something. And, of course, that's right here on the air dot today. You can get a little bit of something more because we have a lot more to give you. But when you talk about veteran services, and this portion is mainly for those veterans who are new to the community, okay? And they're saying, I came in from here. I was with somebody. I did it. Guess what? We want you to know what's available in this area. But for those people who, of course, and I'll say it, who somehow just got going and they said, you know, I'm doing well as a veteran, but I got some challenges. I'm looking to get some help. I am a family member. I'm a spouse. Or in the new day, we call them sidekicks. Okay? I'm one of those. If that's what you're going to say, we got something for you. It makes sense for you to look at what we're talking about. Veteran services. If you are somewhere in our area, which is across the bridge from Tampa right here, and both you can get everything I'm telling you in Tampa, if you're on this coast, I can give you the same contacts in Miami, Jacksonville, and everybody. But right now, we're going to be talking about Veterans Employ Florida Portal. Post your resume, perform job services, access salary information, view labor market information, and much more. There is a portal for veterans and their families to reach into so that they can get something. And don't forget, we're going to take a break right here, and we'll be right back with more information, entertainment, fun for all. Keep the boss of the beach. Stay tuned. Right back.
S-C. Tell me, yeah. What route you wanna go? Do you wanna stay in this place or move on? Go. 'Cause I'm ready, yeah. When you are for sure now. I won't stop your pace and tempo, just let me know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In my mind when you say yes, oh, waiting, yeah, yeah, for this day to come now, and it's here right in my face, so tell me when, I'll fly, I will take flight into the sky, I'll be your passenger, enjoy the ride into the night, whatever it may take, I'm willing to make every move and step with you. I am right here, ready, so let's go. Take me there. I'll follow where you go. Follow, I'll follow where you take me there. Let's go. You're on a mission. I'm on a mission. We're on a mission. I'll follow. I'll follow. I'll follow. I'll follow you.
Love that little music because we promote music. You know, one of the things, since I came out of the entertainment industry, on stage, dancing, singing, doing all, graduated into the business side, I realized something after all these years that was all preparation. Okay? We are prepared to talk about places, things, and everything that goes in between. We appreciate everybody who's tuned in here. This is Voice for Veterans, the radio show. I am the host this week, Keith, the boss of the beach. And we say thank you very much for all that you say and do when it says you're supporting veterans. I've been working for a while to see if I can pick up some new information in regards to what's being done in supporting veterans. And I'm finding out that the real plight, of course, is to do one thing. Try to find veterans jobs. We don't want our veterans coming out of the military, spending time wherever they were, and having to really look hard to find work. That's a big thing that we want to do. There's a lot of stuff that's going on in the Tampa Bay area that's growth potential. Florida is full of people and more to come. Okay? When I say more to come, that means that we are in the middle of a growth spurt in this part of the country. And we're proud. And we're glad. And we're grateful. But what we want to do is make sure that if there's one thing, that we fill some of these jobs. A lot of these jobs mean a lot to a lot of people. So we're expanding a reasoning post for why you should hire a veteran. Today's veterans bring unique skills and experience to the civilian workforce. Employers can find loyal, dedicated, highly motivated leaders among the nation's veterans and active members of the National Guard and Reserve. And y'all don't know right now, they've already added Space Force. Of course, it's not too many of us ready for Space Force unless you started with Buck Rogers. I'll leave that alone till next time we talk. Leadership, teamwork, integrity, ability to learn skills and concepts, diversity, and strong interpersonal skills. Efficient performance under pressure. Respect for procedures, and they come with security clearance. Now, I just gave you some of the outlines and the reasons why people should be looking at a veteran, especially entrepreneurs. You know, the old days of corporate running everything just kind of went by the wayside. They still stand strong. We still know they're looking for veterans. We're not saying they're not, but a lot of small business can use a veteran who's got experience, who's willing to step up to the plate, because he just came from an organized way of doing things, and he'll bring that to your business. That's one of the reasons I am talking about the workforce. And there's one other thing that I want to mention: triumph over adversity, flexibility and adaptability, standards of quality, and commitment to excellence. These are some of the reasons that you should really be looking at hiring a veteran. And I want you to remember that. I will be mentioning these things again to help influence why you should be looking at a veteran. If you want to know a little bit more about it right here in Pinellas County, you can go to CareerSourcePinellas.com. Pages, veterans. CareerSourcePinellas.com. /pages/veterans. It'll pull up all the information. If you're a family member of a veteran and you really do want to get more information, there are several Career Source offices here to support veterans all over the area. And you have ability to go. And of course, stay tuned to this radio station to get more information. And of course, to continue to help you in looking for things that support the veteran family. Next year, we've already got a campaign on the run, and we want to fill it up. And that is, next year on Mother's Day, we're going to be doing a campaign for veteran mothers. And we're looking to get one a month so that we can begin to talk about who will be there so that other people can be represented. We're looking for 12 mothers to be available. Next year on Mother's Day, we're going to be holding an event to help support veterans of mothers. And to be honest with you, we've already been out of contact with some people. The mother's gone, but the family is still here, and that's from Colin Powell's family, who spent a lot of time here in Florida. Some of them still live here, and they're willing to do that. We're going to be talking about Colin Powell's mother. I'm sure there's not a lot of people who knew that story, but we're getting ready to tell us why he was such a great general. And we ain't going to probably try to find Norman Schwarzkopf, try to find his mama, see what she got to say. And then we're going to be talking to some of the local people here who supported veterans in a big way. One of them is the Boley Foundation. Boley Centers is one of those places that have reached out to make sure that if you happen to need something and you couldn't find any place else, give Boley, B-O-L-E-Y Centers. And they have a reintegration program, and that's why I mentioned it. They do the support services for employment, of course, homeless, Army, Marines, Navy, those who may have not fared as well but are looking to get their feet back on the ground. Boley Centers, jobs are available. Look for them, talk to them, see what they can do. And of course, summer's on the way and graduation is going on. I was down there at a stadium yesterday, and there were kids everywhere with robes on. The future has arrived. I know a lot of times we say the word veteran and we think of veteran as something coming. The future has arrived. The veterans are here. The kids are here. The children of veterans are here. They're getting back out and looking at what they're going to contribute to the rest of the world. So stay tuned, of course, to all the radio stations that support veterans, and of course our good old boys in Atlanta, Nashville, Carolina. The southern part of this country has a lot of strong bases, and they're reaching out to support this program. So look for us, WVET, onlineradio.com, onthe air.today, and starting next week, we will be publishing more veterans programming available, of course, right here in our market. We're not the only one. There is a Wounded Warriors Tampa division here. We're going to be talking more to them and about what they bring to the table. Don't forget, we all are here to support each other one way or another. It's good for you and good to you. And of course, that's me. That's the voice for veterans. The reason I always say it that way is because that's the way it is. Life's good. I don't know where my sports boy is, but he'll be down here with me tomorrow because I'll be down here on Saturday, and I always go by and see my boys over there at Ferg's who do their broadcast live right here to let everybody know that we have a handle on sports. This radio network, this radio station, 96.7, we salute them. Of course, you can always catch them on Saturday afternoons live. Enjoy. Have a good time because we are going to get the World Series. We're going to take that and we're going to take the Super Bowl back. And we still got the Stanley Cup. But we're doing pretty good. Florida is the place to be. Locations everywhere for you to see. And I will step back one moment just to make sure that you know that you can get all of these services that we talked about if you're a veteran or a family member looking to do something. Clearwater, St. Petersburg, of course, Yeoman Exchange, and Tarpon Springs. All of these are on the West Coast. Of course, I'll get you a number next week, and we'll be talking about, depending on where you are in Florida, we will tell you where to go to get the same services. But all of those people moving to this great metropolis in our area, we want you to know. It's not just one city, it's a group of cities. And anywhere on the West Coast, we call it all paradise. We love it right here. If you have any information that you can help somebody with a job, or you want to know where to get a job that helps veterans, I'm going to give you a number, 727-524-4344. You're a veteran, friend of a veteran, family member of a veteran, or if you're just out there looking for a job and you know that my veteran might need some help, 727-524-4344. Those are career services, of course, right here in Pinellas County. Career Source. We want to thank everybody who's coming down here to enjoy. Baseball is back. Okay? Baseball is back. They're playing games everywhere. I guess the minor league little teams down in our West Coast area are winding down. But the stadium is there. Come out and enjoy yourself. Come out and enjoy yourself. They have a whole lot of different things that they're doing to support all of the families of veterans and that. So just ask for it. Show them your DD-214 or whatever. Get what they're giving you. This is paradise. And they treat veterans right in paradise. No matter what, we're going to do our best and pray for the rest. It's good for you and good to you. And I'm saying right now, keep the balls to the beach. And this is my show when it comes to jobs. But now we're on a countdown. And the countdown is for June 16, our 100th show. And we'll be talking to you more about where to show up and show your support for veterans. Show your support for this radio station. Because this station is supporting the whole community. All of you, keep the boss of the beach. We're not short to find. We're not way out of your reach. You can tune in anytime you want, rain or shine. And it's all for me. Keep the boss of the beach. And this is Voice for Veterans. And we're shooting a shout out, of course, to Tim Goodrich and his family and those who support us here. He's a vet, Air Force vet. And he does what he does because he loves it. Many blessings to all of you all. Keep the boss of the beach. Enjoy this music because we're out with a shout.
All I do all day long.
I just can't get you off of my mind.
It's gotta be something to take the place.
I think about you all the time.
Always thinking about you all day, girl.
I just can't.
So much to me, baby.
I think about you.
So I decided to write this song and let you know how I feel about you, baby.
How do I talk to an angel? Someone so new and so fair.
About you. It's just that I can still see you with your nightie standing between me and the lighting. Good God Almighty.
This month I've got all your bills, yeah. You just relax, relax and chill. I fill the fridge up with plenty, plenty, plenty food. Yes, I did.
Rocking and rolling right here. We want to say thank you for the music. And I'm going to say one thing. Memorial Day is on the way, but we'll never forget Veterans Day. You know, sometimes people ask, you know, what is really the difference? I know we got plenty of holidays supporting our military. Memorial Day, 4th of July. And of course, we stick Labor Day in there anyway, but Veterans Day. When you think of Memorial Day, that is to remember those who died. That is for you to take a moment. Take a flag, put it at a grave. Even if you don't know who you're putting it on, it goes to a veteran, for a veteran, by a family of a veteran. So we appreciate that. And of course, we know Veterans Day is a celebration for all of the military and everybody who comes around and talks about what is, what has, and what will be. So we appreciate everything. Please celebrate. Celebrate responsibly. Have a good time. And when you're thinking about it, look for us at WVETOnlineRadio.com or OnTheAirToday.com. You can find us there, and we will be talking about more that's coming to you. Click on and look up Thank You Veterans, and you'll see what I mean. A lot of people who already support vets have said, we're making alliances, and of course, we support vets too. We support vets too. It's all for you. Thank you again. Stay tuned. Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.